The development announced in Ouagadougou is certainly a positive one. Obviously, Captain Dadis Camara has become an obstacle for the peaceful transition and democratic transition of the country. You remember, over a year ago, he undertook the commitment not to stand for election. Then he changed his mind. He entertained some confusion around that. Tension then started running high, and everybody knows about killings in the stadium in Conakry. So all these developments are fully behind us now. Within the next 6 months, the country will be ruled by a prime minister appointed by the opposition parties, and elections will take place at the end of this new transition with the active participation of all the political forces. Certainly, the African Union will go along with this process and will make every effort to contribute to its success.
Guinea was suspended by the African Union. Does this mean that the African Union will lift this suspension?
No, I am afraid Guinea will remain suspended until the restoration of the democratic order, and that's up to the Peace and Security Council to appreciate the conditions under which it would reach the conclusion that this condition has been fulfilled. Most of the time, though, there will be encouragement to the country to move and to conduct in a proper way the transition. One has to be very careful and not to rush to lifting sanctions, because that can be a signal that would be wrongly understood by some quarters, and they will feel that the international community would not be particularly demanding on the conditions of free and fair elections that would satisfy fully the condition of restoring democratic order and constitutional order in the country.
Mr. Lamara, what do you think about the mediation effort of the Burkina Faso President Blaise Compaoré?
Well, we are grateful to President Compaoré for his time, his energy, his dedication. This was not an easy mediation, and he has been developing effort in various directions, and he is now recording a significant success. Let's hope that this indeed will be a turning point in the management of the Guinea crisis, and that this light that we see at the end of the tunnel would really confirm and would be transformed into a full light for the country within the restoration of the democratic order.